an daf kuf mem tes omed alef mafis odom im bonov ve im b'nei veisoi ala shulchan. We hear in the Mishnah that one is permitted to make a goyrel Shabbos with his children ve im b'nei veisoi. Exactly who b'nei veisoi comes to include, I don't know. One would say Beisei zu ishtoi and b'nei beisei would mean his wife's children, but I really don't know if that's pshat. Well, kaponim, we're including other people also. Bonov v'im b'nei beisei. So the Gemara says, im bonov v'im b'nei beisei ein v'im ach eloi. One is not permitted to make a goyrel if there are other people in the shulchan. My time, k'drav Yehuda amar Shmuel. The Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel, B'nei Chabura Hamakpidim Ze Al Ze. If you have a B'nei Chabura, and these are people that are Makpid Ze Al Ze, and Rashi explains, what does that mean, Makpidim? She'ein Moichlin U'mevatrim Ze Lo Ze. When it comes to anything that involves Dinei Mominis, they are not moichel and not mevata. What is mine is mine. What is yours is yours. And these people eat together on a Shabbos. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, when they leave the Shabbos tish, they, besides getting food, oivrim, the oiver and a whole a multitude of averes. Oivrim, mishum mido, umishum mishkol, umishum minyan. The oiver, one is not allowed to measure things on Shabbos, and they measure. One is not permitted to weigh, and they weigh. One is not permitted to be masker aschuminyan, to say how much. We'll see in Tosfos Klora what this iser is. Umishum lovin uporin. And also, they borrow in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mishum lovin uporin v'yom. Uchedivrei Hillel, and according to Hillel, that Hillel holds that one is not permitted to lend a kikar for a kikar, af mishum ribis. So memele, so therefore the Mishnah is very meduyik. The Mishnah says, a goyrel one is only permitted to make in bonov in b'nei beisai. But other people, then there's a multitude of isurim which are involved. If there is such a multitude of Isurim, Bonov Ubnei Beisoi Nami. So Bonov Ubnei Beisoi, also these Isurim should apply. So the Gemara answers, Bonov Ubnei Beisoi Hainu Taime Kidrab Yehuda Marat. Bonov Ubnei Beisoi, these Isurim don't apply by them. Why? The Omar Rav Yehuda Omarav, Muta lahalvois bonov ubnei beisoi beribis. One is permitted to lend his children beribis, kidei lahatimam tam ribis, that they should taste the bitter taste of paying ribis, and they'll realize the chaymer of the oven. Now, in order to understand what's pshat the teretz, let us see Rashi a minute. Rashi says, "Im bonov ubnei beisai in, im acheloi," but one is not permitted to be mafis agoyrol with other people. Midoloitoni um mafis alamonis. The Mishnah doesn't say stam one can make a pious on the chalokim. Mishum lovin upayre de gazubu rabon and shem yichtoi. Chazal wa goyze, one is not permitted to borrow on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Uchedivrei Hillel, the chaye shema yaikiru chite bahalvoz kikris. Hillel was afraid maybe the chitim will get more expensive. So maybe if I lend someone a kikir and I get back another kikir, there could be a chash ribis because by the time he pays me back, could be the kikir is worth more money. The price of chitim went up. So the Gemara says, if that is the case, bonav ubnei beisei nami, leichish leribis, v'chol hani, Why are they exempt of all these Isurim? So the Gemara says no. Bonav of Nebesei, we have a Londis of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav had said, Mutter lahalvois bonav of Nebesei beribis, lahalvois mishaloi. One is permitted to lend with his own money, bonav of Nebesei asmuchim al shulchanai. He's lending his bonum ibnei bayis hasmuchim al shachani. That means they're supported by him. Why is he permitted? The kiven, the hakel mishaloi, ain't kam ribis. Now I think Rashi means, before what I'll say, what I think Rashi means, let me be magdim. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchis Schio Matone, Simon Beis, brings down a Machloikis HaRishonim. If a Godel HaSamuch Al Shulchan Ovitz, a person who's Bar Mitzvah ready, but he's dependent on his father, does he have a Yad Legabe Momen? Do you say Yad Bonov Ki Yad Ovitz? He can't possess any money. Whatever he possesses goes to the father. Or no. So there's a machlokes harishayim. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a godol hasamuch al shulchan aviv ein lo yad. He doesn't have any money of himself. I feel the father will give him money, it also won't belong to him. He brings down the Ramban and Rashban Ran Acholik and the Rabbeinu Tam. And they hold if the father will give him a matan, it belongs to him. The only place the Gemara said that Hagadol Asamuch Al Shulchan Oviv, his money belongs to his father, is if he found a Metziah. He found a Metziah, then if he won't give it to his father, there'll be Eivah, there'll be a Sinner between his father and him. You found a Metziah, you didn't work for it, and you keep it for yourself. So there they were Mesakin Metziahs Bnoi Ubitei Haktanim, and Samuch Al Shulchan Oviv has the din of Bnoi Ubitei Haktan. But Lagabi, all other mominis, the Ramban and the Rajman, the Ran holds that he doesn't have a yacht, he has a momin of himself. Rabbeinu Tam held Nitazai. Is, I think, Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Tam. So Memela, then I understand Rashi very well. So Rashi is saying, he lent his children money, his own money, the father lent them his own money, beribis. He lent them $5, they have to pay back $7. So the $7 they're going to pay back, it's the father's $7. They themselves don't have any yad. The kivin the hakel mishaloi. Everything what they have is his. So it's ain't kan ribis, so there's no ribis. He gave his $5 and he got back his $7. So memele, so there's no ribis milay v'lamalva. I think this is what Rashi means. So he's permitted to do it. La timam tan ribis. But akoponim, but lamaisa, they have the father's money in their pockets. They were permitted to use the father's money. And now they have to give it away. So memele, they are able to be toyim the bitter taste of ribis. Sheyedu kamekosh. Alma abal kivin de mishaloyu. Since everything is his, enkan is a ribis. So there's no is a ribis. The hilkoch. So therefore Rashi says, gabi mido. Umishkal, uminyin, nami lav kpeidahu. So here there's no kpeidah. That means we heard as follows. We heard that achabure, bnei achabure hamakpidim zelze. So hamakpidim zelze means when there's an emesek kpeidah, that means the shaila is, Reuven is sitting together with Shimon, each one a different balabatim. So Reuven asks Shimon for some mayonnaise. So Shimon gives him, but he wants to make sure he'll get it back, the mayonnaise, because Shimon is giving him his own mayonnaise. And it's makpidim zelz, so Mamelo, as we'll see in Taisvis, so we'll make sure how much he gave him. It was a teaspoonful and a half, and Dawson. We'll go into Midah and Minyan. We'll get into problems. But this is only shayach if Reuven is taking from Shimon. But if they're eating al shulchan aviyim, so it's not Reuven's, it's not Shimon's, the whole thing is the hashpilachel. Everything is the father's. So as long as it's the father's over here, so the whole problem is non-existent. So memele, hilka gabi mido mishkol minyanami lach kpeido. We don't have the real kpeido over here which could bring about a multitude of Isurim, because it's not fair. Ela l'hashvaisam b'loikinus. So the whole purpose of the Goyal is thus, that there shouldn't be any jealousy by the table. So al kaponim, so it seems this Goyal will not bring about any Isurim, so therefore it is mutter. That's after the bite of the Nebayis. So just like there's no Isur Ribis, who are in these other Isurim will not apply. Frech the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the case, Mone Gdoyle Kneged Mone Ktane Nami. The Mishnah it says that you can make Mafayis Odom in Bonov in Nebeise Ala Shulchan, Ubilvad Shelo Yiskavin Lasais Mone Gdoyle Kneged Mone Ktane. But this is also, to make a Goyle, that one should get a larger portion than the other, this is awesome. Frech the Gemara, if we say now alumdis, that if we say now alumdis, that since this is momen ovid, akel shel ovid, so there's pasnish kain shum iser, so the iser of monek gedoyla keneged monek tana should also not apply. What is pshat? Let us see Rashi. Ihochi monek gedoyla keneged monek tana na. The mekminan taima lekamon. The Gemara says later, why is it also to make a goyrel monek gedoyla keneged monek tana? So the Gemara says later, Mishum Kuvia, because this is gambling. Va'afilu b'chaylosa. So what is Shkat? This is gambling. That means if we are making a goyrel, so one is going to win and one is going to lose. That means we're making the goyrel. Let's make it, so one will end up with a larger portion, and one will end up with a smaller portion. And the emison will see there's no emison gemiris das, on this Asik, each one is going into the gamble because he thinks he'll win. But on the tzad that he's going to lose, he's very bitter about it. So there's gezel involved. So memele, so that applies only if you have bnei chabure, which there's different, the Reuven owns his food and Shimon owns his food. There, if you'll make a goyro, so there'll be gezel involved. But if everything belongs to the father, so what's the problem? So why can't you make a money gedoyle keneged money ktane? We're playing with the father's food. Yochem money gedoyle keneged money ktane nami. So Moshe zayin achanami, you're right. Money gedoyle is also muta keneged money ktane by b'nei beisa. Aye, the Mishnah says nitazoy. V'chesuri mechsera. The Mishnah is missing a few words. V'hochi ktani. This is how it should say in the Mishnah. Mefayis, Odom, Imbonov, the Imbnei Beisei ala Shulch. One is permitted to make a goyrel with his children ala Shulch. Afilu mona gedoyle keneged mona ktan. My time, why is this all permissible? Kid Rav Yudha Merav. Just like we had Rav Yudha Merav said, there's no Issa Ribis. Mipnei Shakel Shaloh. So there's no Issa Gezel, Mnei Shakel Shaloh. That's Aloch Allah. In bonav im bnei beisa, when can a goyrel bechlal be made? Vav kim bonav bnei beisa. And im acherim loi, my time, can Rav Yudha Mashmul. Rav Yudha Mashmul said, bnei chabura makpidim, toiver, and mida mishkol minyan, lovan apayrim. So that's why if it's not bnei beisa, there's a multitude of isurim that they could be either. Monigdoy lo keneged monigtano af bechayil lacherem osa. To make a goyrel, a monigdoy lo keneged monigtano is osa afilu bechayil. If it's not in a beisoy, my time of mishim kuvyem. Because this goes into a gather of gambling. Zogt Rashi, my time of mutter vlechayish lekudye, ken Rabbi Nomera, the latimon ba'almu. This is only a taste of gambling. This is not actual gambling because everything is the father's money. Imacheloi kedav yudam mishmu. The kibin the makpidim oivre mishum mido or mishkal aminyan. Mishum kuvye de gezelhu. Das machte loy kanye. As machte that he relied on something that doesn't come out as loy kanye. Here we relied on something. The Samir al ha-goyrel, he relied on the goyrel, mipol ha-goyrel, amon ha-gdoyle eskebo. That's what motivated him. That's what he was masking. לפיכך תולה עצמה אף לגייר לקטנה לסופיק, אבל אילו ידע מתחילה שכן, לא יהיה משחצה. If you would have known, he thought he's a good gambler. He thought he'd dich a win. So memeila, that is why he was masking. But now that it ended out that he lost, so it's a gezel the rabbonin al kapon. Let us see Tosfos. B'nei chabure hamakpidim ze al ze oivrim mishum mishko u'mishum mido u'mishum min. So we're going to have here two pshatim how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. So the first Shatais was learned, Lefishe makpidim ze'alze, since these people are makpid ze'alze, oivrin afilu al ma she'ein shal b'nei odom oivrin. That means these people can do the exact same thing that everyone else does by a suda, by everyone else it is permissible, and by them it is an aveda. So Tais explains. Mishum mida, kedamrinim bebeya. The Gemara says in Beya, Yochel Adam loymelech haveiroi, malei li klize. A person can go to his chaver and say, fill up this keli. And this is a very innocent statement. We don't see any mekech hamemkov here. Fill up this keli. This is permissible. Avol loy bemida. You can't say, fill up a quart. Perish klisha moide bebeim osa. The dummy lemeka chememka. So if you are filling up any astam keli, so we don't see any transaction involved over here, so this is permissible. If it's a kli sheyesh by mid, it is also. This is already dummy lemeka chememka. The haim, but the bnei odom hamakpid themselves, kivin sheheim makpidim them makpid kol keli. Any keli whatsoever, havu li gabayu mide. By them, any keli is a mide. Lefishe makpidim leida shiuroi l'shalem lehem akli. So Memela, when he comes and says, fill up this cup that, that has the, and he specifies the cup, and even though this cup itself does not have a mide, but since they're makpid, that he should make sure it's this cup, and so in other words, he's spelling it out, I have to pay you back, I'm filling up this cup. In other words, I want you to pay back with this cup. So their hanhugis, they're doing the same thing, what anyone else is doing, but by them, the oivan, the isamidim. V'chein mishko, weighing. Sheshoiklim u'mechavnim zeh keneged zeh v'yad. When they give over, so he says, give me over a piece of meat. So yeah, he takes the piece of meat and holds it in the hand and does, and trying to figure out how much it weighs. And these people, they're so embedded in the hakpode, so automatically they'll be mishkel. U'mishuminye ked oma bebeye. Heilig Adam Eitzel Chem V'ni Harogel Etzle. V'oim Eloi Tenli. You can tell him, give me 20 nuts, 20 agoizim. Bilbilvad Shlo Yaski Eloi Schum Mekach. But 20 agoizim is part of it. Versteht sich, he has to tell him how much nuts he wants to lend from him. So he tells him 20. But he should not make a schum acheshbim with the Mekach. What does that mean? What if they used to sell 100 agoizim for dinner? The lokach kvar tishim, he already purchased tishim, let's say he paid for it already. He shouldn't say, tenli esrim agoizim, sheschayiv loch asor agoizim, I'll owe you for these 10 agoizim. Shenire she'oise lahashlam adinah. So we see from him already that we're taking that into consideration, the mekach of the dinah. You owed me 10 agoizim from that mekach. Avo yoch koloi moloi ten lichof agoizim stam. Ubibnei chabure amakpidim, also, she'yovi l'deisa, she'yaskiru lahashlam. They'll be masking everything. The makpidim is, Shabbos is Shabbos, but business is business. If Shemagdim signed it in Shabbos Keret, then we'll get weiter. So I'll kaponim, so become to Isurim. Och gedivrei hilo, av mishum ribis. Now, why does Makpidim have to do, we have to be medayik something. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur said, b'nei chabura ha-makpidim, the makpidim are over according to Hillel and Ribbis. Why? The sheheim marzirim zelaze, hei makpidim ma-sheshovish yoisa. The makpetake, that means it's eating him up, that lemaise he had borrowed a kikker that was worth 5 cents, and now he's giving back a kikker that's worth 7 cents. Mentioned before, to make an asik out of it, he'll say he's a cheapskate, I believe that he said it's a bit of pilfer, they have to give him a 7 cents kicker. Now he's giving because he lent me money, so you have to have a chorus at toif, so that's spelling out ribis. That's by Bnei Adam HaMakpida. V'koshe l'peirishe. Spektach toisviz. If that's pshat, the im hillel loy airi ela b'makpidim, he says, Hillel, I say, Stam is a person, what a deal, 2 cents more, and he says, no, as we mentioned, there's no, he said, Gezel, there's nothing, it's bottle be miyutai. The Hillel, like, I rehele be makpidim, say, bezoi, so Taisi is a problem on the sugi daf kuf mem chesam et beis. Amai kamalel, leima mas nisen de loike hillel. The Mishnah says, that you're permitted to borrow a kikah for a kikah. So Moses, maybe the mission is not like Hillel. For Hillel be makpidim ayri. Hillel is speaking about makpidim. Mas nisen de la'el osi shapi kevosai. The horeisha be'ein makpidim ayri. Akochoch the reisha says shoyel odom kada yayim v'kada shemen. So that akoch is talking about people that are not makpid. Diktoni shoyel. The ilu le makpidim osrin in shaylo. The makpidim are over and love and opoirim. That means you can't tell them you're allowed to be shayil. They're nichshol in love and opoirim. So if the mission that says shayil kadayim, so speaking about people that are not makpidim, no people that are not makpidim, so that by them there's no ribis. So what is pshat the Gemara before? That's Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos till now had learned that automatically. By Makpidim, you have these Isurim, and therefore Taisus had proven that the Mishnah can't be speaking about Makpidim, because they are permitted Shoyel Odom Kadayayim. So it's not Makpidim. So what's that to be Silla? Lahochi nire leforesh. So now Taisus wants to say a Nupsha. It's not an automatic, they'll be over. Mishomido u Mishomishl. Kloima. Kroivim lovoi lideikach. Sheyavru mishumide. That means not automatically when they borrow or that there's a mide. No, it's very olu to occur that there'll be nirshon this mide. Why? Shayidei shemakpidim zel zeh. These are people who are makpidim. Urgilim likach b'mide zeh mizeh. And when they take one thing from the other, they usually measure it. Yasukach, they'll also do it. The gam kol b'nei yodam avisurim b'chli shal midi kedama b'bei. And then listen, everyone is also b'chli shal midi. Avol l'makpi. And that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid not that astam keli becomes a chli shal midi. No. We're afraid they'll take a chli shal midi. So they take a klisha midah. So why dafke bnei adam bnei chabura makpidim? Avol makpidim noisu eitzah shlo yishtafu shekroivim hein lovoi lidei isar midah. Lemaise, since they're bnei adam makpidim, so lemaise they're going to be nichshol. They can say the rogel that whenever they take something or give away something, they're always, that comes automatically, that you have to measure it to know how much. So they're kreidim lovely day isamide. Some is a person. Isamide is also, there's only one isamide. You're not allowed to give a quart away. But some people, you know, a quart is also, they won't give a quart. These people, since they always ruggle with quarts, so the teich asudi, you'll end up with giving away a quart. V'chein li dei isa mishkol, mitoich shergilam lishkol ay dei akpodosom, גם ביונטב לא יגישו עד שישקלו. ולידי מיני, דל מיני של מיני, כשהיא שלח מהם סמך הגויזם, יוי מתן לי מהם להשלן קוף, כבר שגירם לעשות. This is an automatic action. ומישם לא ומפורם ביונטב. כדי יום הלאו, דלושן הלבו עושה. והם יתך שמקפידים יזכירו לושן הלבו. לפי שיימר השויל, because he says like this, I'm asking לו לושן שיילה, if I say a lashon shaila, mashma dahod rabbeinu, that I have to give back what I borrowed. No, this is us. I'll tell him I want to be shayla pickle from him. So what'll be? In 5 minutes, he'll ask me back from the pickle. I can't eat the pickle. I just saw shayla. Lakach oim a lashon halvo. That means their minds and their actions are geared that to inyonei akpode to make sure that they won't lose any money. They'll get what they're asking for.
Even though he's makpid, the bar is him to pay more, but he's ashamed not to pay even.
He did a favor for him. So that's the price of borrowing.
Doesn't mean anything to them. They have a ribbis.
So what was Taisus Machadish? So Taisus was Machadish that Bnei Chabura Makpidim is not pshat is that they're on hugge is they're on the if they do dvarim amutorim by them it's awesome.
No.
Bnei Chabura Makpidim were afraid mitoich regilusim they're going to come and do isur. That's what we're afraid of. Now, Vahashte Masnisen Ayri Bemakpidim. The Mishnah is speaking about Makpidim. Mechetesim.
The Stam Shchainim She'einam Chaveirim Makpidim. Mestome, you're Makpid.
Umikol Mokim Derech Sheila Muta. But Derech Sheila is Muta. Ah, so now Tesis is in a problem. We just said before a person who's makpid, so you tell him he has to say lashon shayla, he'll say no. He's going to make sure the shayla means he has to give it back then. So he's going to say lashon avo. So Taisa says it matters. That is eating together. Shiragilim lishoil ze mize todil. That means in this chabure, so the keseder in one meal, you have 20 instances of borrowing one from the other. In 20 instances, va'osili da'isa. So eventually, the 20 matzovim, at least 5 out of the 20 will be a loshen havo. Avo shcheinim, she'einam tedirim kol kach lishol zemizeh mutorim. So if you tell Ashochen that he's supposed to be Shoyel Kadayayim, he'll be Shoyel Kadayayim. Vein Ligzer Bohem Shema Yavoyu Lideisa. By Shechenim, you don't have to be Goyzer Shema Yavoyu Lideisa. Alachi Lai Mishani, Ki Yoma Masnissin, the like Hillel, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Mishnah is not like Hillel, the Masnissin Ayrik Shem Makpidim. The Mishtamad Masnis Nairi be Makpidim, because the Frisha, the Mishnah Zich is speaking about Makpidim, because Tam Shreinim are Makpidim. Therefore, that's how the Gemara asked the Kashe, Gemara gave a different tale, speaking about Ba'asra the Kayetz Tamer. So Mamela, if it's Kayetz Tamer, so he won't end up paying a kikil, end up paying the money, how much it was worth, Peshas Aldo. My time mishum kuvye. So there's an isser kuvye. So Taisvus Hainu Kirab Yehuda Beshem Raptafen. The Omar ein echad mehem nozir. Shloi nitno nezires ella lahaflo. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings down a memory of Rabbi Yehuda as follows. There were two people sitting, Reuven and Shimon, and a man passes by. He looks like a nozer, it's very long hair. And the Reuven says, you know, that man is a nozer. Shimon says, nah, he's not a nozer. Okay, we got into a fight.
Then Reuven says, you know, if he's a nozer, I'll also be a nozer. Okay, I'm sure he's a nozer. I'm also a kabel nozer. And Yen and Shimon said that if he's not a nozer, I'm a nozer. So Bekitzer, each one was convinced that he's right, and he was mekabel naziris on the tzad that he's right. And then we found that, and they approached him. They asked him what he is. So Al Picheshbin, one of them should be a nozer. One of them, Al Kaponim, hit the nail on the head. So Rabbi Yehuda says none of them are nazirim. La'ein naziris nitna ala lahaflo. That means in Kabbalah's naziris, one, when he was mekabel naziris, had to be 100% sure he wants to be mekabel naziris. And if there was fakus in his mind, it was not done with a certainty, so feltach in the Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rab Tarfin, we say, svira leid leimochis inish lesfeite. A person is not really goyma bedatoi when there's fault asofik, even though he thinks he's right. But it's really, there's no 100% gemiras da, since he knows there's a possibility he's wrong. So memele, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, shem Rab Talfin, so therefore, when a person enters a gamble, there's also not 100% gemiras da. Because he knows there's a tzad he might lose, and there's no 100% miras das in the ace. Abavles hilchis ahochi alakidach Rabbi Yehuda ke davaskine b'sanhedno pegs abeira that mesachik bekuvia is not possible als gazlan. Mesachik bekuvia is only possible if this is his profession. Einei oisik be yeshuvei shaloylam, so such a person is possible aides. The Chedushay, the Ritva wants to say, Tefem Fetaisus Kasha, Filu Loihavi Gezel, Osa La Soisei. Maybe not possible like this, but one should do this, She'ein La Odom Liskois Bemomein Chaveiroi, She'loi Berotzoin Sholim. Even though there's no Gezel, but if he really doesn't want to give it to me, Rishemavsit Chaveiroi Harehu Otzeiv, that's also the Isser of Mesachik Bikuvia. Even though one won't become possible Aedis for this, but Al Kaponim, it is an Hoge that one should not do. The Mishnah says further, Matirin Chaloshim Ala Kadoshim Beyontiv Avoloi Ala Mones. My Avoloi Al Hamones. What is Pshat Loi Ala Mones? Omar Rav Yaakov, Bero de Bas Yaakov. We say Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, who is named after his Eide. And here we have on the side, Omishim Sha'ovim Lehoya Hogun, Lafikach Leyeskirai. Chazal were very careful whose name was mentioned in the Gemara. Rav Yaakov's father was not Roy to be mentioned in the Gemara. Therefore the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov, bro, the Bas Yaakov. He didn't mention his mother's name either. Zayda was Roy to be mentioned. Yaakov, Oma, Rav Yaakov, bro, the Bas Yaakov. Avoloi al hamonais, my avoloi al hamonais, what does this mean? Avoloi al hamonais shelchoil. This is speaking about monais shelchoil. Now what is monay shel choyl? So we have here a machlekes harishayim. Rashi learns pshat monay shel choyl shel kochim shel esma. That means the kabonis, they're makriv inyon to, and there's an inyon of making a goyel to decide who gets what chaylik. So male, this is permissible. But yesterday's monay, that's a Rashi learns monay shel choyl. Monois chalokim of kolbonis, that one nikrav v'yoyim chayil, he should have made the goyel yesterday. Who tells you to make the goyel? Who tells you not to make the goyel yesterday? I'm wait till Shabbos to make the goyel. Let's say it's a shlomim or something, that it's nechalish nayomim. So memele, this is also to make a goyel on the chalokim of the kolbonis of yesterday. That's how Rashi learns pshat. The Rambam and the Chidushi Haran learn pshat, monois shel chayil, means, some Saif explains, it means monay shel chulin. Not kolbonis. And the Chassam Sofer wants to say a very interesting pshat. Chassam Sofer says Monoish shel chulim sha'oichlim ha'kehanim im ha'kotchim. When the kahanim ate kotchim, so the kotchim was not the only thing on the menu. There was other foods that were served together. So memele, when they ate it, everything was served. On the other foods, the other foods were also divided up between the kahanim. Not just going to have a steak of a chleis, of shlomim, of a chatos, they had other foods there also. So memele, monei shel chayil means the chulin food, that also they're dividing in Yontif. This one is not permitted to make a goy. Zogt die Gemara, ma hut pshite, me versteht sich, in Yontif you should be permitted to make a goy roll on stamazoy chayulde kezachen. Zogt die Gemara, ma hut de teima hoyo ksi va'am chokim rivei koyim. Kahanim amarivim. So I would think God Allah Shalom. So I would think that it is permissible to make already a goyrel, a fillo on yesterday's korbanos, or on fillo on the macholim shal chayil, a fillo monis the chayil nami kamash malon dosnish. So Rashi kemarive koyim ke kahanim elu shehen balei marivim. Kahanim abalei marivim. Now, one is to understand why a kahanim balei merive. Amir b'kachsam seif and parshas tetzave. He says the same thing, about the same thing over here in Masechet Shabbos. The tzedachsam sefer says as follows: Kol shekdushosoy yoisel, a person who's more kadosh, margish yoisel, so he's more sensitive. If there's a yisrael kedusha, a minute avle, he spills already. Umakbid yaisa lefum dakosei. So memele, if kedushosa yaisa, margish yaisa, umakbid yaisa. He says that's why, even though Klal Yisrael is called Oyev Eisholim, Amavoyech Esame Yisrael Basholim, we always find machlokes bayim. Because in Yisod, their mahus is ma'ira marive. Kosha Kedusha, he says, by Goyim, he says, they're not Oyev Sholem, and by them else, because what is? Nothing bothers them. The Anoshim Gassim, so he doesn't, nothing's wrong, there's nothing every wrong, everything is Mutter. So Memele, so by them, they don't have this Inyan. Al Kaponim, so the Kahanim have this Inyan of Margish Yoisa. That's why they're Makpid Yoisa. Zok Taisvitz, Matilin Chaloshim ala Kadoshim Biyonte. Taimet, the Omer Beperik Beis the Kedushin, the Ein Chulkim Zvachim Keneged Zvachim, Minche Keneged Minche, Omapik Lomi Bolachol B'nei Aaron Tiyi Ish Kaochi, the Gemara is a Posik on this, Boi de Pori Chosim Vatsnuyim Moishchim Yedeyim, by the Lechem Aponim. So there was a very small amount that was able to be divided to each coin. There was a big tumult over there. Who gets it? So tznuim moishchim yedayim. The tznuim were moishchim yedayim. Agal geronim chulkim. So the Gemara says chulkim. My chulkim chaitvin. So memele. So it seems that the Gemara is no such inyan of chaluke. And here it says matilin chaloshim ala kadoshim biyom. I'm a Rebbe that the Gemara in Kedushin is speaking about one thing, and our Mishnah is speaking about another. The Ein Mo'eles Bohem Chaluke V'Goyrol. Chaluke V'Goyrol does not help. That means the gather of Chaluke is this is yours and this is mine. She Yehei Mo'moinoi. That after Chaluke, this Chaluk belongs to this coin. Lekadosh Bo'yaseisha. That it is, he came in Mekadosh. Allah hitzi b'dayonim. If someone takes it away from him, he stole it from me. There's no such inyan. Everything is mishulchan gavoya. So memele, so therefore there's no inyan of chaluka, of division. Avo, so that's pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin. Avo mikol mokim atilo hoyo chaloshim. there were geirolis, losses l'chol echot chelkoi pen yerivu b'yachat. Kedachsiv amcha kim rivei koi. Just like we have mefayis odin b'bonav of nebesa, it doesn't become theirs either, it's the father's. But al kaponim to make dull the jealousy between them, so mamel we make a geir. Aber an emisin it doesn't have a teiras chaluk. Ahod emishani hosom chilkim lad davke lachaitin. Le mishani hochi that forget a sake chilkim. The chilkim mash mekoifim lachlik. Chilkim it would seem that you could force to make a chaluk. Okay, mach mishachaitin oisom sheinim shalahem. So in order to avoid that, that's why it was chilkim, but it wasn't really a real chaluk. Zogte Gemara weiter. Ba'omar Rab Yaakov b'ro de Bas Yaakov. Kol shechaveiroi nena shal yodoi im achnisen oisoi b'mechitzosoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person is nenash because of him. Is a machnisen, he's the cause of Yenim Zoynish, a machnisen oisai b'mechitzosi shalakadish bo. Minolo. How do you know this yisod? Ilayma mishum dechsiv, bayoymer Hashem, mi yefates achol, who's going to be mefate achol? That what is the pitui to convince him, v'yal, that he should go up, v'yipol b'rmais gilot? That he should go to Muhammad, and then in that Muhammad will have a mapola. Vayoymer, so then in Himmel, ze bikoi, vize omar bikoi. Who's going to be mefatir? Vayetze haruach. So then haruach came. Vayamoy lifnei Hashem, vayoymer ani afatenu. Vayoymer, and this ruach said, eitze. Vayisi ruach sheker befi kol neviyo. That I'll be a ruach sheker befi kol neviyot. That means his neviyim will feel that a ruach is coming upon them that's megala them asidis. And the ruach will tell them that achal will be matzliach. And they'll be misnabedis. Vayoyimah. So the Rebbein Shlom said tefate v'gam tuchal. Say v'asei. Go and do it. Say v'asei ke. Vamrina, and the Gemara says, my ruach, who is this ruach? What's happening over here? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ze ruchoi shel novos. This is the ruach of novos. Umay tzei. And what is the tzei? Omer Rav, tzei min chitzosi. That the Rabbi Shalom told this ruach, that since Achav is nenash al yodach, so, same mechitzosa. You're not nichnas anymore by mechitzosa yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we have to understand what is pshat that Achav was nenash ayidei novoi same mechitzosi. What's the havamin of the Gemara? So the Eitz Yosef brings down the Teiris Chaim Sanhedrin, and the Teiris Chaim says amir dike pshat na Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Achav hoyoshok. Achav was 50-50. Machze zochies, machze avoynes. Fragt the Gemara, Achav was a shokel. It says in the Posik, as doch kemen, as oivet avoyde zorin, dos lekom ka Achav, he's a shokel. So the Gemara says, that's true, there are a multitude of avoyres, obo vatron bimamoyne hoyo, but with his money, he was very brave. Umitoich shehene talmide chachome minechosov kipru loy machze. Help us to tzichdo. He was a meiridike vatron, he was machzik talmide chachome. And that means a lot. Hat me mechappe given help from zayn averis. So me meile, now there was a shas, hadin le meile, what's going to be with Achav? So no one could find a chayif, he's 50-50. In order that should be a psak in himmel, that he should be nenash by the Muhammad, he should get killed, clear, by the Muhammad. Mi yefate. So the shayla was at the Teiris Chaim, mi yuchal limtsoi besoich avoy noisav avoy nchomo sheyachiyas akei l'chaybo. We have to find one avere that'll be machia everything. If it's to be muchel tzadchoy, you're paying the same in mechitzos. So the Gemara, how do you know that that's pshat? The Dilma Hos Amayinu Taima, the Steve Davis Shkorim Leikai. The Lamai said that the Piti was supposed to be with a Ruach Sheker, but he called the Vio. You wanted to bring a Mapolo to Sheker, but there shall the Moitzelelech, Melichanoi, said that was Hakamaskin in Himmel. He killed Novis to Sheker, so also be Nena Shaiday Sheker. But since he wanted to do it with Sheker, that is why there was same in Chitzos. But it's not Muchach that Kol Mishen Nena Shchavei Zay Al Yodoy is Ein Machnis Noise Be Mechitzos Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zuch Ti Gemore Elo Mehoche. A different posse. What is a different posse? So Vato Koloin Mikovic. So this posse is speaking about Nebuchadnezzar. Let us see Rashi. Ze bekoi, ani afatenu bekoi. So vato kolon, v'nebuchadnetzar mishtoi, shohoyo matu mishkav zochu ala melochim. That he was matu on the melochim to be nibul mishkav zochu al yodoi. Uch shehigia, all the melochim that were subordinate to Nebuchadnetzar. Shehigia yoimai shal tzitki yohu. Nimshecha olosoi gimel meyais amo, and Nebuchadnezzar became nisbazer. Vahainu sovato kolon, he became zat from bezyoinis. So the Gemara, now the pasuk says further, shesei gam ato veheyorel. So the Gemara and the Havamina learn Shesei Gamata is going on Tzidkiyo. Since, because of Tzidkiyo, Nebuchadnezzar was Nenas, Shesei Gamata v'yol, that Tzidkiyo should also become Nisgana. So the Gemara explains, Savata kolim, mikovid, and Nebuchadnezzar. Shesei Gamata v'yol, that Tzidkiyo. So you see, since Al Yedei Tzidkiye was Nenash Nebuchadnezzar, so Mamele, he was also Nenash. The Rif brings in the Pesukim, it seems that a fellow of Memchitzos Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, the apostle speaks about Gehenim. Zuk the Gemara, who says that Shchodo, the Kulik Rav Nebuchadnezzar Ksiv. Like the Gemara, how do you know that that's Pshat Shsei Gamata V'yor the Tzidkiyo? Maybe the whole pasuk is speaking about Nebuchadnezzar. But oi tzidkiyo tzadika mahavolei lememadlei. What's a tzidkiyo gizindik? Nenash al yodoi means somehow that he was mesavev the yoinish. He didn't do anything. The rabbeinu shleilom was manish Nebuchadnezzar because he wanted to be mevaz the tzidkiyo. Tomar Rav Yehuda Marav. Visho shebikesh oisero shelashis loisei tzadikach. So you see he's a tzadik tzidkiyo. Rabbi Yisrael made this bizoyin for Nebuchadnezzar. So how again do we know that kol mishenenash kol shechavei reinenash al yodei machnisnei sebechizim mechitzos shal kadosh baruch. Hello mei hoche kam onoish la tzadik loitoy. If an onish comes to a tzadik, it's not good for the tzadik. Ein loitoy velo ras. If it's loitoy, it means it's bad. Ochsiv loy keil chofetz resha ato loy yegulcho ra. Together with the Rebbeinu Shlom, there will not live someone who is ra. And if a tzaddik is manish, is called loy toiv, so he's ra. Tzaddik ato Hashem bu loy yoger b'megulcho ra. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Rashi before. How did the kulik come in the Buchanetzak see? Shapi Motzis look me kulib in the Buchanetzak. Oh, he come. She say, Gam ato ke oisom, sho yisa mikala oisom. The people you are mevaze, ve hei orel, ve his arel, ve his kad. You should not become a good. So the Gemara writes, "My mashme dahai chaloshim lishne de puru." How do we know that chaloshim is a loshin of goyel? The chsiv eich nafalto mishamay. Halel ben Shocha. So this is speaking about Nebuchadnezzar. Halel ben Shocha is like a koichav noiga that used to shine in the morning. You were so high, so big. Nigdato la'oretz. Now you are nichas la'oretz. You who were chaylish al goyim. You used to be matul goyil al goyim. What does this mean? Omar Rabbi Baravune, Melamed Shoyomatl Pur al Gedoyle Malchus. He used to make a goyrol each day al Gedoyle Malchus, Leida, Eza, Ben Yoimoy Shal Mishkav Zochel. Who will be the Ben Yoimoy of Mishkav Zochel? Rsiv, Kol Malchay Kulom, Malko Malchay Goyim Kulom. So it says, Eloshen Nochu, Omar Rabbi Yoichanan Shen Nochu Mi Mishkav Zochel. When they were Bebeis Eshul Nebuchadnezzar, they weren't Nochel. When they left, then they were Nochel Mimishkav Zoch. V'omar Rabbi Yechanan, called Yomov Shal Oisei Rosho. The riches of Nebuchadnezzar were Givaldik, so Kol's money was alive. Loi Nimtza Schoik Bepeh Kol Berye. No one was able to smile. To Shenema, Nocho Shokoto, After Nebuchadnezzar died, so everything became still. Kol ha'aretz potzvorina. Miklal da'at hashte le'haverina. Va'omar Rabbi Yitzchok, omar Rabbi Yochanan, oso lamay bebeisoi shaloisei rosha. The bayis that Nebuchadnezzar used to live in, one is not permitted to enter. Shenema u'seirim yiragdusham. Seirim yiragdusham min sheidim adeh. So why isn't a person supposed to enter? Because when a person comes, the Shaydim leave, and the Rebbein Shalom wanted this should be a house full of Shaydim. It was a Mesibe b'shas mais. Gedoyle Malchus were there. Shenemar Sovato Koloin Mikove. Shisei Gamato Behei Orel. Orel Begematrie Sholish Meishav. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marat. Bishoshe Yorad Oisei Roshel Gehenem. Nebuchadnezzar went down to Gehenem. Roshel Kol Yerde Gehenem. Amru Shema Limshal Aleyim Ubo. Maybe he's coming down to Gehenna. He was such a Moishal, such a dictator, Bechayov. So people were afraid, Ef Shekumta Do Oichet, to be a Moishal. Oili Cholis Kamoisim, or maybe he'll be sick, or be suffering like them. Shemem Gamato Chuleiso Kamoinu. Eileinu Nimshalto. Maybe you're coming to be Moishal. Yotzosa Basko, Vomro, Mimino Omto, Rido, Vahoshkevo Esarel. You plan to be Benoyam, you're better than the others, you're just as good as them. In Gehenim, you'll be equal to them. The Prosik says, Eich Shovas Noiges, Shovso Matheva. But the Mise of Nebuchadnezzar, so became bottled in the Gise, bottled Mathev. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Shavso Uma Zu, it became Nishbas, this Ume, Sha'omro, what's Mathev, Medoid Vahave. What does Rashi say? Medoid Mois, Vedin Reizo Vahave. The Marsha explains that usually money is counted. Money is not put into amida. Maybe flour you put into amida, but money is counted. There they wanted so much money, they didn't speak about counting money. Counting is doch too time-consuming. So they said, medoid vahave, medoid mois and amida, V'din reizah v'havei. It wasn't watermelons. It was din reizah v'havei. Hazem ze gerissen geld from the Yidin. That's madheva. Medoid v'havei. V'ike da'amri sha'amra ma'oid ma'oid havei. V'loi mida. If I count, mida was also too little. It should be an overflow of money. Dusam ze gefaldet from Yidin. The posik in the Neo. Revu yatira. A extra godless. Haisafasli was given to me. Omar Rab Yehuda, Omar Rab Yirmiya Barabe. Melameid. Sherochav, the Gevure of Nebuchadnezzar betokvoi. Sherochav al Ari Zocha. The whole Bria was subordinate to him. He used to ride on an Ari Zocha. Vekoshar tanin beroishoy, and he used to use take a tremendous snake, a cobra snake. He used to go and use it as the reins for the lion. He used to hold the snake and ride on the lion. That was the memshole that Nebuchadnezzar had possessed the tokfoy. Zogt Rashi, Ona ish la tzadik loy toif. Tzadik aman ish loy toif. Vinek, bekiven da ein loy toif. Aray u ra. Ursib lo yegulcha ra, alma ene nichnas pe mechitzos. Choy lo ish al goyim benubuchad netzoksit. Usseirim yerag dusham, volo yanoshim. Ubishvil habriya is mistalkin hamazikim. The Pasuk says the people won't enter that house, only shaden. Ubishvil habriya is mistalkin hamazikim. V'nimtze mevatel gzeiris hamelach. The Bein Shalom said that people should not enter the house, only shaden. Hamesibe melochim shahoyu mesubim v'yoshvim lefot. Gamata chuleisa komoinu eleinu v'yer de gehenim ksid. Steve La Elmi Nei Shoil Mitachas Robzaloch, Likras Boyecha. Huleisa Komainu Eilainu Nim Shalta Loshim Em Sholem. Naomto Sover Atolias Benoyem in Acherem in Gehenna. It won't be like that. Midoid Mois Vidin Rezov Vahave. The Urevu Yatiro Hisafas Li Naacha Shahoy Zain Shonim Behemme. V'chozar l'malchusoy, hoya mishtabeyach kei. Umao haisafas li, shekoshar tanin godul, nochish godul b'roishoy shel ari, kemin afso. Let us start the next Mishnah. Lo yisker odom poyalim b'shabbos. A person is not permitted to rent poyalim b'shabbos. So Rashi says, why? Dechsiv mimtzai heftzecho. God, I saw a moiridike chesam sefer. The chesam sefer says, that what the Novi says, mimtatatat, heftzecho is osur in Shabbos. He says, really, this is an iso d'araisa. The Novi says, it shouldn't be done in Shabbos. What's the iso d'araisa? So brings a Ramban and Parshas Emor, tishbois. There's a mitzvah sasei of tishbois. So the Ramban says, what's the essay of Tishbois? Shelo yiye yoim Shabbos ki yoim chol. Lahamtzi loy chafotzov. V'liskel poyalim. V'lachshev cheshbei noisov. V'losseis masa al kseifoi b'li haitzo mershus l'shus. So memele, all these things, Shabbos, no? Shabbos geta doch nit zum arbit. So Shabbos, he'd be able to do all these things. Cheshbei noisov, v'liskel poyalim. He's not doing lametes melochit. Kol eilu ein behem skile, v'yesh behem mitzvah sasei de tishbos. So the Chassam Sofer says that what the Novi says mimtzai heftzecho, it's the Novi says it befeirish, but the mekayr of the Issa is an Issa d'araisa. Lo yisker adam payalim, this is heftzecho. V'lo yoymar adam lechaveiro yisker loy payalim. He shouldn't tell his chava should rent for him poyal. So trashe big more porich pshite. Kiven do hu osa, if he's osa to rent poyal, mim tsechev tsecho, chavei rinami osa, lo yisrael hu. He's a yid. Vahashol chay oive mishum lifnei ive lo yisitein mitshel. Yeah. Ein machshichin al atchum liske loy payalim lahave peiris, avol machshichu lishme o maybe peiris piyot. Zogt Rashi, ein machshichin al atchum. Lekarev atzmei b'shabbos atzoyf atchum. A person is not permitted to walk in Shabbos till the end of the tchum. Ulahachshich sham, and he'll be there till it becomes a Shabbos. Sheyekarev lemokeim apayalim. So now he's close to the place we can hire workers. Oy le pardes, so he's close to the orchard lahavi peiris. The whole davash also lasoisei b'shabbos also lachshecholo. So the male is not permitted to be machshech alatchum. Avo machshechu liyeskorei lotzeis lishmer piroisam. But he's allowed to be machshech alatchum to go to the end of his tchum. That will become oy shabbos. He can go to his pardes to watch his peiris. Why? Val v'zeh davar amutar b'shabbos lishmer piroisav amoye b'seich tchumay. The etzim pool is a pool amuteres. And since he was machshech already, you may be peiris b'yodah, when he comes back, he can bring back peiris also. Hoyil v'ike machshavtei lo yoyil lekach. The machshava was not to bring back peiris, the machshava was to be shomer peirosah. Klal omar rabo shol kol shan yizakoi b'amirosoi ashoyni lahachshech olam. So Rashi says, shan yirashoi lo oimroi lo chaveiroi lo nochi b'shabes lasois lo mitzoi shabes. So whatever I'm permitted to tell a goy or a yid to do my tzoy Shabbos, I'm permitted to be machshech olam. And we sit the Rashi klalom abashol nice neiklal b'dovazel lo hisav dvor macherim ki yitzeboy. Lakami maforish lasu yimai.